Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos daf Yud Ches. We are holding on daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We are at Itmar Abaye Omar, about 7 lines from the end of the page, on daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. So today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Li'ili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Aleha Shalom, as well as by Michael and Karen Raskis, in honor of Ira reaching the age of Zikna. He should be Zocha to many, many more years of learning the daf with the shir, Zikna Zesha. So keep on learning the daf. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to discuss is we're going to talk about the case where a man is chayiv two karbanos chatos for bia, during which the woman becomes a nida, which is what most of the daf is about. If a woman becomes a nida in middle of tashmish, so first we're going to talk about what exactly is the case where he's going to be chayiv two karbanos chatos, one for the knisa and one for the prisha. How could both of those things be b'shogeg? Then the Gemara is going to discuss how to properly be poresh when a woman becomes a nida in middle of tashmish. The Gemara is going to discuss in general if one is chayiv for being mishamish meis ba'arayos. Mishamish meis means without kishoy ever. Is that going to be something that a person is chayiv for or not? And then the Gemara is going to discuss the source of the din that one is not supposed to immediately be poresh when a woman becomes a nida during tashmish. Rather, he's supposed to wait a little bit. And the Gemara is going to also discuss the source for and the importance of being poresh samuch leveset, that if a woman is expecting to become a nida, that the man should be poresh from her around that time period. Where do we get that idea from? And some mamarim about how important of an idea that is. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to explain what Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer are arguing about, considering that they both seem to hold that you're only chayiv a karban for helim tuma, but not for helim mikdash. That the olav yared is only for helim tuma and not for helim mikdash. So let's begin. We're up to Itmar. Am I right about that, or are we before that? That's what we're up to? Okay. So we're up to Itmar, but again, about 7 lines from the end of the page. So it says, Itmar. Abaye Yom Rishmeid Rav Chia Bar Rav. Abaye said the name Rav Chia Bar Rav. If when a woman says, in the middle of Tashmish, I became Tamei, and the guy is Poresh right away, he just ends the Tashmish right away, he's Poresh from her, Chayiv Shtayim. So he's going to be Chayiv two Karbanos Chatos if it was a Shogeg. V'chein Amar Rava Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Shava Amar Rav Huna, Chayiv Shtayim. In Rava Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Shvam Rav Huna also agrees that he's chayiv two karbanos chatos, choda aknisa, one for the isra of bias nida that he violated when he was actively having the bia, v'choda aprisha, and one when he was poresh from her, which is a separate maisa isser for which he is going to be chayiv chatos. So the Gemara is going to analyze, well, what exactly is the case where he's chayiv two separate chataos? So one of the critical elements, there are two elements that we're going to be looking at. One is what was the woman's story? Was she samuch leveset or not samuch leveset? And the other is, who is this guy? How much does he know? Is he a Talmud Chacham? Is he an Am Haaretz? Because in order to be chayiv achatos, he has to be a shogeg, which means two things. It means he cannot be a mezid and he cannot be an ones. So what he knows is going to play a role in terms of whether he's a mezid or a shogeg or an ones, and whether she's expecting to get her period is going to play a role in whether he's a shogeg or a mezid or an ones. That's the concept of vestos. Now, in general, it's important to know when the Gemara talks about a veset, the Gemara talks about the possibility or the assumption that a woman knows when she's going to see dam. It is the Gemara generally assumes that a woman has what's called a veset kavua. Generally speaking, nowadays, other than if a woman's on a pill or something, she typically does not have a veset kavua. She's not so women. Most women are not so super regular that they know exactly when they're going to see dam. But in the times of the Gemara, the assumption was that the large majority of women had a veset kavua. This has to be one of those things that are nishtana hateva. This is not something that it's measurable. It's known. It's something that it had to be that for some reason or another it changed over time. But that's always the assumption of the Gemara. So Havi Bar Rabba was looked into this issue of how it could be that you chayiv two karbanos chatas when the woman becomes in the middle middle of Tashmish, and he is Poresh in middle of Tashmish, it might be Haviba Rava. We have Haviba Rava. The Rashash changes it to Rava, and we'll see why soon. But he looked into it, and he said, well let's analyze. Bimai, what exactly are we talking about over here? Ile Mesamach Levesta, if we're talking about a case where it's right around the woman's time of the Veset, so Ubiman, so what kind of guy are we talking about over here? Ilem b'tamal chacham, if he's a tamal chacham, so it's around the Veset time, and he's a tamal chacham, he knows all the dinim, so bishlama k'nisa l'chayev, I understand very well, he's going to be chayev a karban chatos for initiating the bia. He's not an ones, because it was samach leveset, so it's not a total surprise that she's, but he's also not amazed because she hadn't yet gotten her period, she hadn't yet become a nida, and kasavar yachol nilival, and he probably figured that he'd be able to be boel quickly enough that it would be over before she became a nida. Meaning the assumption is in the times of Chazal that when a woman had a veset, it meant she knew pretty much which hour of the day she was going to become a nida, and so, the din of prisha samach leveset means they have to be poresh that whole time period defined as the entire daytime or the entire nighttime, meaning the entire 12-hour time period. So he figured she's not expecting to become a nida till 2 o'clock, so he's boel at 1 o'clock, so he has plenty of time. He figured he'll be able to finish before she becomes a nida. So it's not a mazid, but it's also not an ones, because it's around this time that she's going to become a nida, and therefore he figures yachol nilival. The Miri has a little bit of a different understanding of yachol nilival, that the understanding is that the reason you have to be parish samach levesta, meaning if after all she knows she's not going to get a period until 2 o'clock, why is it us to be mishamish at 1 o'clock? She's not going to get a period for another hour. So the Miri understands that the tashmish brings about the period, meaning if it's ready to come and it's almost here, so the tashmish will cause it to come more quickly. So the Miri says yachol nilival means that he thinks he could be gentle enough that it's not going to cause the BS need to come. So whatever it is, but he's not an ones and he's not a mazid, so he's a shogig on the kenisa, on the original, on the initiation of the bia. But ela prisha may l'chayiv mazid hu. But how can you be mechayiv him a separate karmel chatos for being poresh while he's still bekishoy, while he still has a kishoy ever? For that he's a mazid. He's a tamal chacham, and a tamal chacham knows the dinim, and the din is that he's not allowed to get hanas tashmish from bias nida. So while being poresh with Ever Chai, that's Hanos Tashmish. So cannot be talking about a Talmud Chacham, because a Talmud Chacham would have only been Chai of one Chatos, and that is on the Knesa, not on the Prisha. Okay, so maybe we're talking about an Amaretz. Well, Viba Amaretz, if we're talking about an Amaretz who doesn't know the Halachos, and therefore he's a Shogig both with the Bia and with the Prisha. He's a Shogig with the Bia and not an Ones, because he knew that it's around the time that his wife is getting her period, so that's not an Ones, that's a Shogig, and he's a Shogig on the Prisha, because he doesn't know the dinim of being poresh be'ever chai, be'ever meis. He thinks he could be poresh be'ever chai. So says Gemara, it's true, but it's a shogeg on both the kenisa and the prisha, but it's still not two chataos, because not every time you have two shogegs are you chai of two chataos. Idi v'idi, ochal shnei zeisei chelev be'alem echad hu. It's like eating two kezesim of chelev in one period of forgetfulness. The halacha is that if a person eats chelev b'shogeg, he's chai of chatas. He eats another kezesim chaylev b'shogeg, he's chayev chatos. But if no one told him in between that he ate chaylev the first time, and so if he just sits down to have lunch and he eats 10 kezesim of chaylev, not realizing what he's doing, and he only finds out afterwards that he ate chaylev, he's only chayev one karban chatos. So over here, there's no yediyah b'natayim. So enochinami, he's a shogeg on the kenisa, and he's a shogeg on the prisha, but there is but it's considered one big shogeg, so he's only going to be chayev one karban chatos, because the Bia and the Yisra Prisha are all Be'alem Echad without him having a Yediya Be'netayim to know that he's Chayiv Chatos for the Bia, because when she said Nitmesi, it's not like it clicks, oh, I just did an Aveira with the Knesa. When she says Nitmesi, he says, oh, I better be careful now, but he doesn't realize that he had done an Aveira. He didn't know that just because she became Tamei at this time that he had done an Aveira with the, he thinks he was an Ones on the Knesa. So that would be only one Karban Chatos. So the Ella, so we need need to come up with another case. Now, our third attempt at what is the case where a person is chayv two korbanos chatos, one for the kenisa, one for the prisha. We're talking about where it's not around the time of reveset. Ubiman, and who are we talking about? Is the husband a talmud chacham or not? Well, ilay me talmud chacham, if he's a talmud chacham, velo chadalam chayv, then he shouldn't be chayv any korban chatos. A kenisa onus, he's stam having tashmish with his wife at a time where it's nowhere near the time that she's supposed to get her period. So that's a total onus. He never should have had hava amina that she's going to be tamei. Va'prish amazed, and I'm being parish from her. He's amazed on that, and because he's a talmud chacham and he knows better than to be parish b'kishrei ever. And iba amaretz, and if we're talking about an amaretz, chadu d'machayev aprisha. So for the kenisa, he's also an onus, and for the prisha, he's a shogeg, so he's going to be chayev a korban chatos for the prisha. But bottom line is, it's only one chatos, so you don't have a case of two korbanos chatos. So hadar amar Rava, Rava then said, and this is why the Rashash changes it initially to havi ba Rava from Rabba, because it's hadar amar Rava, that Rava initially looked into it, came to one conclusion, and then hadar amar Rava. Then Rava said, you know what? Maybe it's something else. Liolam b'samach levesta u'b'tamal chacham. Really, we're talking about a case where it's samach levesta, the guy is a tamal chacham. We said he should not be chayiv two karbanos chatas in such a case, because even though he's a shogeg on the knisa, he's a mazid on the prisha. So uv'tamal chacham lezo, vein tamal chacham lezo. Not every person who's somewhat knowledgeable knows everything. So it could be that he's a Talmud Chacham as far as he's aware of the fact that he's supposed to be Porish Meishto, Samach Levista, and therefore he's a shogeg on that because he thought he'll be able to get it done quickly enough before she sees Dam. So that's considered a shogeg. It's not an onus because it's around the time that she's going to see Dam, but he's not a Talmud Chacham in that he's not aware of the din of being Porish Be'ever Meis when she becomes a Nida during Tashmish. So therefore he's a shogeg on both things, and it's considered two alemos, because as soon as she says I became a nida, he realizes I made a mistake by being kones, I made a mistake by starting because I should have been poresh samach levesta. So there's your yedia, and then when he's poresh be'ever chai, then he's violating a separate iser nida b'shogeg. So he's chai of two korbanos chatos. So that's the case. So Amarava v'travayet aninu. Rava says it happens to be both of those chiyuv chatos are beferish mishnayis that you're chayiv. Kenisa tanina, we learn the fact that if a person initiates tashmish samuch levesta, that and she becomes a nida, that he's chayiv chatas, and prisha tanina. And we learn that if a man is porish from his wife be'ever chai, when she is a nida, that he's chayiv chatas. So where do we learn it? Prisha tanina, we learn the din of prisha from the following. Dikatani, our mishnah, it said, hayi mishami shematorah v'amrlonet mesi, a man is having tashmish with his wife when she is tahor, and then in the middle of the Tashmish, she says, Nit Mesi, Upirish Miad. And right away, he's Porish from her, Chayiv. He's Chayiv, a Korban Chatos, for being Porish Be'ever Chay, assuming that he was a Shogeg and that he didn't know the din. He's Chayiv, a Korban Chatos, for that. Al Knisa Tanina, where do we learn that he's Chayiv for Knisa, Samach Levesta, if it turns out that she becomes a Nida? So that's a Mishnah Nida, Daf Yudalid, that the halacha is that man and woman, after Tashmish, are supposed to be bodek themselves, meaning they're supposed to take a clean cloth, clean themselves off, and examine the cloth to see if there's any dam on the cloth. The Mishnah Nida says, Derech benos Yisrael, mishamshos b'shnei edim. Edim means a cloth. Echalo ve'echalo, that it's the derech of benos Yisrael, that they both have a clean cloth that they clean themselves off with after the Tashmish, in order to see whether she had become a Nida during the Tashmish or not. If that doesn't sound familiar, that's because Rashi writes, yeah, they had to do that because they were Osek Petaros. So it was important for them to know not only whether she was a Nida Legabe Baila, but they needed to know if she became Tamei and exactly when she became Tamei and whether he's Tamei. That was also critical to know because they had to be Osek Petaros. It's a different world when you're Osek Petaros. I brought my Talmidim last week to Rav Avram Shur. This is what he was talking to them about. He said, you're going to have to, you know, when Mashiach comes, basically it's going to be rebuilt. Before you sit down on that chair, you're going to have to think about, wait, is it a Mishkav Hazav? Is it a Moshe Hazav? Is it? Rav Nevensal said that he thinks that's why before Bias HaMashiach they invented plastic kelim, plastic utensils, so you don't have to worry about these things. You can just just throw it out, and you don't have to think about the tumah status. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashkacha had it that we have disposable. Okay, so the din of Knesa we learned in the Mishnah in Nida about being mishamish b'shnei edim nimtza al shalom. If you find dam on his cloth and he doesn't have a cut, he doesn't have a scrape, he doesn't have an injury of any sort, so how did the dam get on him? It could have only come from her. So now we know for certain that she was a nida at the time that they were still having tashmish. Otherwise, how did the dam get on him? And therefore, tamein, they're both tamei. They both have tumas nida. Meaning, what do you mean they both have? Only a woman could become a nida. Yeah, but the pasuk says v'im shachav yishkav ish osa v'ti nidasa Allah. That a Boel Nida has his Tumma status of a Nida. So he knows that he's a Boel Nida. So they're both Tame. She's Tame as a Nida and he's Tame as a Nida because he's a Boel Nida. And they're Chayav Karban Chatas for the Yisra Bias Nida that happened B'Shogeg. So my love, what exactly is the case in that Mishnah? Isn't it talking about a case B'Samuch Levista that it's right around the time of Reveset V'Aknisa and they're Chayav Karban for the Knisa for the fact that they were mishamish betuma, that say they should have refrained from that tashmish because it was samach leveset, and they're considered a shogeg in the violation of the isur nida. They're not considered an onus in the violation of the isur nida because it was samach levista. So you see that there's a chiv chatas for someone who's mishamish samach levista, and it turns out bad. It turns out that she was nitma b'shas tashmish, so you're chayiv akamr chatas for that. So there you see, that's a mishnah that tells me that you chayiv aknisa. So when we say that you chayiv two kabaros chatas, one for the knisa, one for the prisha, we're just putting together two Mishnahs. One Mishnah in Nida tells me Chayiv Achatos for the Knesa. Another Mishnah in over here in Shavuos that tells me Chayiv Achatos for the Prisha. So Ravada says, nah, the Raya from the Mishnah in Nida is not a great Raya. Amalei Ravada bar Masna the Rava, li'olamei melach, really I can tell you b'shalo samach levista. That in Nida we're talking about a case where it's not samach leveset. Va'aprisha, why are you Chayiv Karban in that case? Not for the Knesa, but for the Prisha. It's for the Prisha b'kish. That's why you're going to be chayiv. That's why they're both chayiv a karban chatas in that case. V'chi teima, maybe you're going to say, well, prisha lamali. Why did Rabbi Yehuda Anasi have to tell me a mishnah, another mishnah about prisha? Our Mishnah already taught me that if you're Purish B'kishoy Ever, then you're going to be Chayiv HaKarban Chatas. Why do I need another Mishnah in Nida to tell me the same thing? Well, Hatanalei, Hatanalei, after all, it says in our Mishnah, no, Ha'Yitzrich Lashminan, the Chiddush of that Mishnah is the Seifa of the Mishnah, where it says, Nimtzal Shalah, that if she finds blood on her cloth, but he doesn't find blood on his cloth, then Tamei and B'Safek, then they're both Safek Tamei, U'Peturim in HaKarban, but they're putter from a carbon because you don't know that at the Shas Tashmish the blood was there. The blood might have only began after the Tashmish. Vaidi Dibai Misna Nimsal Shalah. So once it wants to tell me the din of Nimsal Shalah and what the Tumah status and what the carbon status is for Nimsal Shalah, so Tananami Nimsal Shalah. So it tells me also the case of Nimsal Shalah. So Enochinami, the part about Nimsal Shalah is not a Chiddush that Rabbi had to teach me because that I already get from our Mishnah Masechah Shavuos. That if you Poresh Bikishu Yever, that you're going to be of Chatas, but that Mishnah is the Chiddush of that Mishnah is about the case of Nimsa al Shalah. But that Mishnah is therefore not necessarily a source for being Chayiv Chatas on the Knesa. Now it's an interesting Okimta. We're saying that, yeah, that Mishnah, when it says that if you find the Dam on his cloth, that they're both going to be Chayiv Chatas, that's talking about for the Prisha. Why on earth should she be Chayiv Achatas for the Prisha? Meaning, I understand the Knesa, in order for the Tashmish to happen, they're both participating in the Tashmish, and they're both aware that it's Samuch Leveset, so they're both a Shogeg as far as the Knesa is concerned, but as far as the Prisha is concerned, what on earth did she do wrong? Meaning, he was the one that was Parish by Ever Chai and didn't wait for Ever Mace. So Nod Biyuda says that it must be that she told him, Nitzmesi prosh me many. That she said, I became Dame, so quick, prosh. Or she also actively was Poresh. That they were Poresh from each other at the time. They were both freaked out, by, and immediately they were both Poresh from one another. So that must be the case, says the Nod Biyuda. So I asks the Gemara, Amalei Ravina Ravada, Mi Matzus Lukma Lahi Bishalos Samuch Vesta. You really think that Mishnah could be talking about a case where it's not Samuch Shalach Levesta Va'aprisha, and the whole chiyuv is only on the prisha. Vahanimtsa katani. The word in the the Mishnah uses to describe that she has dam on her cloth is nimtsa al shala. Nimtsa lebasra achimashma. Nimtsa sounds like that it was after the tashmish when they cleaned themselves off. They found dam, and that's when they became aware of the tumah. But v'aprisha. But if we're talking about a case where they're chayiv for the prisha, you're only chayiv for the prisha if you were aware during the bia that she was a nida. If you weren't aware during the bia that she was a nida, you're not going to be chayiv separately for the prisha. Meikara ki parshle, meikara havilei yediyah. If we're talking about the prisha, at the time that he was poresh, he had a yediyah on the tumah, and that's why he was poresh. So how come it says nimtza, which makes it sound like, oh, it's news to them that she was that she had become a nida only when she sees it on the cloth? So Rava said to Ravada, you better listen carefully to what your Rebbe Ravina is saying. That Mishnah cannot be explained as saying that there's a chiyuv on the prisha, and therefore the Mishnah Nida is talking about where there's a chiyuv on the Knisa, and we're back to what we said before, that both the Chiyuv on the Prisha and the Chiyuv on the Knisa appear in Mishnayis. The Mishnah in Shavuos is about a Chiyuv on the Prisha. The Mishnah in Nida is about a Chiyuv on the Knisa. So Ravada responded, Hechi Matzis, how can you say that we're talking about a Chiyuv on the Knisa in that Mishnah in Nida? Titania Allah, we have a Braisa about that Mishnah that says, Zui Mitzvah Sasei Shebenida Shechayavan Aleha, that this is a Mitzvah Sasei Shebenida that you're Chayavan. But Vim, but if it's really about the Knisa that you chayiv for, mitzvahs lo sasehi. The isra of the Knisa is a lo sasehi, not to be bolol anida. That's not a mitzvah sasehi. The mitzvah sasehi is to be porish be'ev hermes. But it's an iser, a lo sasehi, to be bolol anida. So doesn't zui mitzvah sasehi imply that it's about the prisha? So amalei itanisa, he said, if you have such a brisa, chasr v'tani hachi. You have to fix the brisa. Meaning it doesn't say that in the Mishnah, that Zui Mitzvah say. That's a Brisa that elaborates on the Mishnah. So whatever your text of the Brisa is, you need to amend it and you need to fix it so that it actually matches what the Mishnah is talking about. Because the Mishnah is clearly talking about a case of Knisa. So why does it say Zui Mitzvah say? So it should read Zu, the Knisa, which it talks about in the Mishnah that you chayev a carbon for, he mitzvahs lo sasei shebenidah shechayev an aleha, is a mitzvahs lo sasei. Hayim Mishayim Shemitzavah, you want a case of mitzvah shevanida? That's a case of the prisha. So if the Brisa is going to elaborate on the Mishnah, what the Brisa means to say is that the case that the Mishnah actually talks about, that's a mitzvah lo sasei shevanida, because that's about the knisa. The case that the Mishnah doesn't talk about, that only our Mishnah in Shavuos talks about, which is the prisha, zoi mitzvah sasei. That's an actual mitzvah sasei. So all of this discussion about what happens if a woman, how many chiyuvim do you have if the woman became a nida right in the middle of Tashmish? Well, what are you supposed to do? So Amar Mar, Pirish Miyad Chayiv. If we know that what you're not supposed to do, that if he's Purish right away, then he's gonna be Chayiv for violating this or nida, because he has Anas Tashmish, Anah Biyatsiyaso, Kibiyaso, that he's gonna be Chayiv for that. So Hey Chiyuvim, what's the guy supposed to do? So Amar Avunim Shmei Drava, Noetz Eser Tziparnov Bekarka, he digs his 10 fingernails into the ground, and he puts all his weight on them, and he waits there without moving, without moving a muscle, ad sheyamus, until the aver is mace vituve, and that's a good thing. That's how he solves the problem. So notice eser tzipan of bakarka means he stabilizes himself so that he does not move, and it will be an uncomfortable position, and it's uncomfortable enough. The Rimi Lunil says that it will distract his mind. He'll think about how uncomfortable he is, and when he's thinking about how uncomfortable he is, he won't be aroused anymore, and therefore it will lead to Ever Mace, and that therefore he'll be able to be Poresh without any Hanaz Tashmish. So says Gemara, is that true? That Ever Mace means that there's no Hanaz Tashmish, that is not a violation of any of the Arayos if one is Mishamesh with Ever Mace? Amar Rava, Zos Ameris, you see from this Mishnah that Mishamesh Mace Pa Arayos Pater. that apparently if a person is mishamish with Aver Meis, any of the arayos, he's pater. It's not considered a Meis Abiyah. Dis al kadai to chayiv, because if you would hold that mishamish be'Aver Meis is going to be chayiv, hacha mai time a pater. Then over here, when he's porish from his wife who's a nida with Aver Meis, why is he pater? So it must be that, what would you possibly answer? That really mishamish be'Aver Meis is chayiv, and over here he's pater mishum da'anusu, because he's an anus, he's in the middle of the tashmish, he has to be porish somehow, he has no option. Well, ianusu ki perish mi'anami niftar anusu. Well, if it's about him being an onus, and that's why he's pater when he's porish with Aver Meis, well, even if he's porish with Aver Chai, he's an onus. The whole situation is an onus. In the middle of tashmish, he became a nida, so he's an onus. So it must be from the fact that we tell him that there's a proper and an improper way to be porish, that even though this situation is an onus, there's a right way to handle it and a wrong way to handle it. It must be that the right way to handle it is not a violation of arayos, because when he's Aver Meis, it's not a violation of arayos. And the wrong way to handle it is, yes, a violation of arayos, because Aver Chai is a violation of arayos. Samlei Abaye, Abaye responds, the only memlach mishamish meis ba'arayos chayev. Now, really, I could tell you that if a person is mishamish meis with arayos, he's going to be chayev. V'hacha my time over here, when he's parish min anida, my time a potter, why is he going to be potter when he does so be'aver meis? Mishum ta'anasu, because he had no other option. V'hada amrit ki perish miyana my chayev, and that which you ask, well, by the same token, if he was parish right away, why should he be chayev? Because after all, he was an onus. Yeah, well, shayilo lifrosh ba'na muetes, upirish ba'na meruba. Meaning, it's bad either way. The idea of being parish be'aver meis is to minimize the bad. Meaning, either way is going to be a violation of arayos, but you try to minimize the hana'a. So if you're poresh with minimal hana'a, you did the best you can, and therefore you're going to be pater, because it's an ones. If you're poresh with maximum hana'a, well then you didn't do the best you can, and therefore that level of hana'a is not an ones. That's something the guy chose, and for that he's going to be chayiv. Amar le Rabba bar Chanan l'Abaye im kein, if that's the case, that someone's mishamish meis ba'arayos is going to be chayiv, matzinu aruka uktsara benida, we find a difference between the long path and the short path when it comes to the nida. Meaning, if he goes out in the long path, that he waits a while until yamusa ever, and then he's parish, he's going to be pater. And if he goes out in the short path, so to speak, meaning he's parish miyad, he's going to be chayiv. Va'anan ben mikdash tanan, in our mishnah, we also made a chilik between aruka and ktsara about a guy who became tamei in the beis hamikdash, and he's got to get out of there. So we said, if he goes out b'derech aruka, he's going to be chayiv. He goes out b'derech ktsara, he's going to be pater. So the Mishnah said that this chiluk of aruka and ktsara only exists by mikdash. But based on what we're describing right now, the chiluk between aruka and ktsara applies by nida as well. So it says Gemara, no, the reason our Mishnah doesn't talk about aruka and ktsara by nida as being another example of aruka and ktsara is because it's the opposite example. Ella mishum delo dami. The chiluk between aruka and ktsara by mikdash is the opposite of aruka and ktsara by nida. Aruka dahacha, ktsara dahasam. The din of aruka benida is like the din of ktsara by the B'S Mikdash, meaning what's the desired result? What are you supposed to do? So by the Mikdash, ktsara is what you're looking for. That's where you're going to be pater. By nida, aruka is what you're looking for, because he has to wait for Aver Meis, and that's when you're going to be pater. V'aruka dahasam, ktsara dahacha. The din of aruka by B'S Mikdash is what's going to be mechayiv you by taking your circuitous long route out of the B'S Mikdash. That's going to be mechayiv you. If you try aruka by nida, that's going to pater you. It's the ktsara that's going to be mechayiv you. So that's why it doesn't list them together in our Mishnah. So we had said that the reason you're pater in our Mishnah is because you're an onus. That if you're porish be'aver meis is because the person was an onus. Meaning we had just said that it could be that mishamish be'aver meis is a real violation of arayos. But you're not going to be chayiv for that because it's an onus. So yeah, at least you try to minimize the anah. So maskal Rav Huna b'Rei d'Rav Nasan challenged, Umi Amar Abaye Anusu? Does Abai really hold that someone who's Purish Bever Mace from Anida is considered an Ones and he's Potter? Alma B'Shalo Samach Levisto Kamrinan. If you're saying that he's an Ones, it must be that we're talking about where it's not Samach Leveset, and that's why he's an Ones, because he had no reason to assume that that she was Tameh. If it were Samach Leveset, and he just thought that he's going to be able to be Purish, he's going to be able to be Boel and Purish before the Tumah comes, that's not an Ones. He should be Chayiv if he's not Purish right away, because he's a Shogig on the Kenisa and on the Prisha as well, because he should have been Choshish that the Tumah was going to come B'Shas Tameh. And it'll be nichshal in the yisur bias nida. Va'abai damar, but isn't Abai the one that said in our Mishnah that if he's Purish b'kishui, that he's chayiv shtayim, that he's chayiv twice? Alma b'samach levista askinan, and it's muchach that the Mishnah must be talking about where it's around the time of the vesed. That was the first sugya we learned today, that you cannot say that Abai says you're chayiv shtayim. The whole statement that you're chayiv shtayim only makes sense. We went through all the possibilities. It only makes sense when it's Samach Levista, and he was a Talmud Chacham in one regard and not the other regard, right? That's how we made it make sense, that he was a Talmud Chacham about the fact that you're not supposed to be Boel Ishto Samach Levista, and he was not a Talmud Chacham about how to be Poresh if she came and needed in the interim. So therefore, he was a Shogig on the Kenisa and a Shogig on the Prisha as well, and that's why he's Chayiv Shtayim. So how can you tell me that Abaye is saying that we're talking about where it's Bishalo Samach Levista? So says Mar Kitmar Abaye Ba'alma Itmar, that when Abaye says that Yechayv Shtayim, that was not going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Taka talking about B'Shalo Samach Levista. When Abaye says Yechayv Shtayim, he said that there is a case that someone is Mishamish with his wife who is Tahora, but it's Samach Levista, and she says Nitmesi, and he's Parish from her, and he's Shogig on both, and he's Chayv Shtayim. He's not attributing that to our Mishnah. He's just saying that there is such a case where a person is going to be Chayv Shtayim. Period. So now the Gemara moves on. Ba'yimine Rabbi Yonasan Ben Yosi ben Lakonia, Rabbi Shim ben Yosi ben Lakonia. Asara l'bol nida min nayin min haTorah. Where do we find an asara, an iser, not to be bol nida in the Torah? So Shokol kala patak pei. He took a cloud of earth and he threw it at him. Asara l'bol nida? What kind of crazy question is that? You're asking where we find an asara l'bol nida? Ve'el isha benidas tumasal lo tikrav. It's a beferish pasuk. How do you not know pasuk in Chumash? And it's not like in a surprising place. It's exactly where you want it, where you'd expect to find it in the Parsha of Arayos. So what are you talking about? Ella asara l'mashamish imatara va'amr lo nitmesi delo nifresh miyan minala. No, it was a much more detailed question. How do I know that there's an asara that if you're mashamish imatara and she says in the middle of Tashmish, nitmesi, then you shouldn't be Purish right away, that you should give it some time till Eivir Meis knows says it's part of Bekarka, the whole business. So amr chizkia amakra, that the Pasuk says, usihi nidasa alav, and from the word alav we learn afilu b'shas nidasa tehei alav, that sometimes even though she's a nida, stay with her, meaning they should still be together, they should wait before they separate from one another. What? When she's a nida, they should wait till they separate? Yeah, in the case where she became a nida in middle of Tashmish, don't be Purish miyad, it should be a love. So says Gemara, ashkechan asay, I found, so we have now discovered v'ti nidasa alav, that it's a mitzvah sasay. Where do I learn that it's a lo sasei? Amar Papa, Amar Kra, because the pasuk says lo tikrav, and lo tikrav nami lo tifroshu. Lo tikrav could mean don't initiate a tashmish, don't have tashmish, but it could also mean don't separate from tashmish. The word tikrav sometimes means to be poresh, tichsiv, because the pasuk says in Yishayahu haomrim karav elecha al tigash bi ki kidashticha, that the leitzanei adar of the generation of Yishayahu were telling the Navi, stay where you are, don't touch me, so that I shouldn't be metame you by touching you, because you're holy and I'm tame. So the word karav over there means to be poresh, right? Karav elecha al tigashmi, be poresh, stay away, because we're going to be metame you. The Chassam Sofer writes that Rabbi Shimon Yossi also understands that Rabbi Yonasan ben Yossi meant to be to ask about Tumah b'shas tashmish, and that's what he brought the pasuk of lo tikrav, and he still says that it's not enough, because if it would have said v'tein nidasa lav, I wouldn't have known lo tikrav to mean lo tifrosh, because so I wouldn't know where, because the pashtus is not lo tifrosh. So where do we find that it's lashon of prisha? It says v'azar hakarev yumas, so you can be chayiv zar who's po Koresh. So that's how he had to bring a pasuk. Okay, Tan Rabban, Vizartim is Bnei Yisrael mitumasam. Amar Rabbi Yoshi, Mikan Ashara, the Bnei Yisrael, Shifr Shuminash say in Samach Levesta. And that over here, you see in Ashara that Samach Levesta says that a person should be Porish from his wife. Vikama, how long Samach Levesta, how do you define Samach? Meaning a woman says, I'm pretty sure that on Monday afternoon at 2 p.m. I'm becoming Nida. So what does Samach Levesta mean? The whole week? Should they be Porish? That's Samach? Should it be from, if it's going to be 2 p.m., from 1:58 to 2:02? How do you define Samach? Samarabba Ona. It means an Ona. It means either a daytime or a nighttime. That if she normally sees Dam during the daytime, you're Porish that entire day. If she normally sees Dam during the nighttime, you're Porish that entire night. Now there is a Machlokas in Nida, Daf Tezvav, whether Vestos are Daraisa or Vestos are Drabanan, meaning a woman who has the time of the Vestos come, are we Choshish that maybe she already became a Nida or not? So some say it's Allah Moshe Messina, that even though Minatora, a woman's not Tameh until she has a Hargasha, that there was Dam, but since the Shas Vesta has come, we are Choshish that maybe she already saw Dam and she needs to do a Bedika, and if she doesn't do a Bedika, she's Becheskas Tumah, because Oreich Bizmano Bowie have a Chazaka, that which is expected to come on time has come on time. And others hold, no, it's the din of a Bedika, Samach Vesta, is only a din midrabanan, that maybe she's going to see, but if she wasn't Bodek, so then she's Tahora. Now, there is a Machlokas Rishonim, what the din of Prisha Samach Vesta that we're talking about over here is about. There are those that hold that since we paskin Vestos to Rabbanan, this din is also midrabanan, and even Bishas Vesta Mamish, and the Pasuk Vizartim is therefore only an Asmachta. The Ritva writes that Samach Vesta that the Sugi was talking about is not the Onus HaVesed. It means after the time of the Vesed had come, or a little bit Mamish, Samach Mamish, like 5 minutes before, that's Midaraisa. But the entire Ona that the Brice is talking about over here, which is the Yom or the Laila, that's only Midrabanan, because we paskin Vestos Midrabanan. So it could be that in the moment of the Vesed it's Daraisa, but the whole 12-hour, the expansion to the 12-hour time period is Drabanan. The Rush writes in Nehemi Rabbeinu Tam that even the Chi of Prisha Samach Vesta is Midaraisa, because after all, the Gemara says Vizartan, the Gemara is a Pasuk, so if it's a Pasuk, it must be that it's Daraisa. Am Rabbi Yochum Mishum Rabbi Shum Ben Yichai. Kol Sheinu Parish Meishel Samach Vesta, Afilu Avin Lo Banu Kibnei Aaron Mason. That someone who's not Parish from his wife, Samach Vesta, even if they have wonderful children, like the children of Aaron, they're going to die. D'chsiv Yizartim Es Bnei Yisrael Mitumasam, and in that same parasha it says, Va'adova B'nidasa V'samach Lei Achremos. And then right after it's Achremos Shnei Bnei Aaron. So he says, so you see the terrible consequences of not being careful about this Avera. Amr Abchi Baraba Amr Abi Yochanan. Kol Parish Meishel Samach Levesta, anyone who's parished from his wife around the time of the Vesed, having lo banim zucharim, is going to have male children. It says that he does something to differentiate between Tame and Tar to make sure that he doesn't violate Tumah. And right near that, the pasuk says Isha Kisazriya v'yaldo zachar. Rabbi Shmuel and Levi Amar having lo banim ruin lo ra. He not only is going to have male children, he's going to have poskim. The children are going to be roi lo ra. D'chsiv lahavdil ulahoros. It says the and then it says Ulahoros is Bnei Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Baraba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Chala Mavdil al Yayin b'Motzayi Shabbosos. If someone is careful to be Mavdil with wine, to say Avdala with wine on Motzayi Shabbos, Havin lo Banim Zucharim. He's going to have Banim Zucharim. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says La Havdil b'Ena Kodesh v'Ena Chol. It says to be Mavdil in Kodesh v'Chol b'Ena Tamei v'Tar. Uksiv Hashem, and it says also La Havdil b'Ena Tamei u'v'Ena Tahar. V'Samachlei Isha Kisazria. And right away it says Isha. He says, and the next words are V'yolda Zachar. So you see that you'll have Banim Zacharim. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amar Banim Ru'uyin Lahora'a. Not just Banim Zacharim, but they'll have Banim that are Ru'uyin Lahora'a. T'chsiv Lahavdil Lahoros, because it says Lahavdil ben Kodesh ben Echol, and then it says Lahoros as well. Reb Chaim Kanievsky used to tell people different schoolas to do for different things. They almost always were Feresh Gemaras. You just had to know where the Gemara was. I just saw last night I was at a chasana, I was at a couple of chasanas. One of the chasanas I was at, I saw Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg. I said, oh, you're a Gemara in tomorrow's daf, where Reb Chaim told you. He had five daughters at the time, I think, and he went to Reb Chaim, or he had four daughters, and he went to Reb Chaim and he asked, for a bracha for his son. So he said, do you say Abdullah on wine? He said, no, I use grape juice. He said, start using wine. So he started using wine. Where did he get this? And he had another daughter after he started using wine, and then eventually he had this. So where did he get the idea that if you say Abdullah on wine, it's a perish Gemara, that if your mouth... Now, the pashtus is not what the Gemara means. It doesn't mean wine as opposed to grape juice. Pashtus is what the Gemara means is not relying on Havdalah B'tfila, or maybe it means not Chamar Medina, right? Meaning if you hold you can use grape juice for Kiddush, then you hold grape juice is wine, right? If you hold you can't use grape juice for Kiddush, then you can't. But, to use the words of the Gemara, right? That's what was behind the skula. If a person has tashmish amita in a tzniyistic way, having no banim zacharim, he's going to have banim zacharim. Shemar viskadishtem viisem kadoshim v'samachlei ishak hisazri. And again, v'yolda zachar. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots a couple lines before they get wide. Have a great day, everybody.